You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. All right, so where are we going to be travelling to today?
No, we're travelling to Birmingham or Birmingham. I don't know the British way of saying it because we have a big Birmingham in the States, Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
That gets in the news a lot for racial issues and Martin Luther King. But this is British Birmingham. And oh my gosh, what amazing. We're going to just find amazing things today.
Awesome.
So I had a look at where it is. It is literally between Liverpool and London because mm-hmm. some of the musical things that emerged there, people claim it's because it was the sort of midway point in the 50s because Liverpool had that big burst in the 50s and 60s. And so the big, most important thing, well, there's a lot of important things, but number one I'm going to talk about is the birth of metal.
Yes.
So it's the home of metal. I didn't know that. So Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, and half of Led Zeppelin. And all from Birmingham, and you're like, wow, this is sort of lovely little city. And how it inspired such darkness, but most of the things I was reading was sort of looking at this musical emergence between London and Liverpool. But I'm wondering where the dark anger came from to create metal. But I mean, how amazing and what an amazing legacy. And we're going to see other genres that it invented as well besides metal.
What is metal? I mean, what is behind that music as a whole? Is it like an expressive, like are they trying to get a message across or, yeah?
Sonically you get loud and you get the distorted guitar. But then, yeah, thematically, you know, it did come to sort of speak for anger, sometimes nihilism, angst. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had like a high energy. And for those who don't know, Black Sabbath are considered sort of the beginning of metal, and that's Ozzy Osbourne's band. And but what I didn't know is that Americans think Led Zeppelin started metal, but that doesn't matter because they're half of them are from Birmingham as well. Right. So it fits our narrative this morning. So let's listen to some Black Sabbath.
I think we've got some big Black Sabbath fans out there. So that is a Black Sabbath.
Yeah, so such a great, I think, legacy. And, I mean, so the more I look into Birmingham, they had some really big sort of like super groups we're not going to play today, but just to sort of, as far as your mainstream rock, ELO and Dexys Midnight Runners.
Oh, really?
But people did describe them as the more experimental end of that sort of mainstream rock as well. You know, they were interesting and sort of had sort of complex and odd music. And another genre we're not going to play today that Birmingham supposedly invented is Bhangra, which is a sort of pop Indian, that pop Bollywood music that you
really
hear. So yeah, and that was invented there because they have a really, it's a very diverse city. So you know, big sort of what they, in England they would call black, which would be mostly Jamaican and Caribbean folks, and then what they call Asian, which is would be sort of South Asian folks. And so Bhangra was invented there by Indian diaspora Indian DJs, and then it came big in the States and back into India.
Wow, I hadn't.
Yeah, so that was Birmingham. So, you know, like it's really
such diversity.
And also, it's not so much invented there, but Goldie, who is a big part of the drum and bass scene, he is from there and had part of his growing up there. So it's not like the scene was based there, but Goldie was from there. So it's, you know, really this sort of hive of all sorts of interesting musics. Now, the next sort of genre we're going to talk about is ska, so like in reggae, which, as we know, sort of in England, the black communities, you know, sort of expressed themselves a lot and created really interesting versions of reggae and ska that, yeah, they're from Jamaica, but such strong Caribbean communities there. And UB40 was from Birmingham.
Right.
And so this sort of black British identity and black British sort of culture. And I guess another thing I read, and I don't know if it's all completely true, is that the Birmingham ska and reggae bands were mixed race, whereas in London it was more of a black only thing. So UB40 are a mixed band. Although I think the next band, the ska band, the reggae band we're going to play, I think is black only, and that's Musical Youth.
Because we're living today, so don't blame the youth. What do you say?
My mother went to town to buy a little boy. And when she see the fashion, she looked as I can. It's your judgment time. Slam bang, long can. It's your judgment time. Slam bang, bang, bang.
Hey. The youth of today, the youth of today. We are the heavy, heavy man as we. We are the heavy, heavy man as we. What do you say?
So when did they form?
I've got it written here. someplace. Well, they're in the 80s.
Cool.
And yeah, so you can hear that 80s kind of style, British black music. Another important black artist, so it's another genre again, is Joan Armour Trading. And so that's from sort of, would be sort of folk music. And so, you know, usually my, you know, looking at like the original sort of Wikipedia article, which is always like, you know, sometimes my first port of call, they had just so many categories: techno, jazz, punk, post-punk, hip-hop, ambient, folk with Joan Armour Trading, something called retrofuturism, which I'll have to look up, and then indie. So it really, you know, I think a lot of them talked about that they weren't like Liverpool, where they were sort of so iconic for one style or one genre. Or even, you know, London with having some real strong genres like grime and stuff, but they just had so many genres did well. So they're just a really, seemed like a musical place and a big place for festivals and lots of local record labels, which, you know, is what fosters music. Another band we're not playing, Duran Duran.
Oh, my mum loves Duran Duran.
But so such a diverse, interesting place. So officially, as of 2011, it was 57% white, 26% what they call Asian, and 9% what they call black. So a really diverse area. So I could imagine even sort of with the racial tensions now in England, it would be really interesting what's going on there. And then I guess a few years later, what's reflected in the music. So the last artist we're going to play is an R&B artist that people say is really great, and she is reflective of the Black Birmingham community.
I mean, I think it just goes to show how many different artists there are.
Yeah,
and how many different
some people writing in, you know, of, you know, not everyone we have mentioned, which is amazing. I think it's amazing that people are aware of who's from where, you know, like, you know, sometimes we listen to artists, we don't know exactly where we're from. So it seems like there is an awareness of Birmingham. And so one of the artists I didn't mention was Moody Blues, Steve Winwood. And then, yes, as I should have talked about with metal, one of the most important, no, I mean, but to some people, branches of metal, grindcore, has, you know, Birmingham, you know, originated Napalm Death. And so that's your really gross metal. That's where, like, the best band names, the best song titles, awesome. But so what an interesting place to just sort of, you know, develop all this diverse sound. And I guess if you're touring too, I mean, there was other bands that were from smaller towns outside, but then they would get their start in Birmingham and that sort of thing, you know, because of the venue and the clubs and the scenes there. So great city.
Well, thank you so much, Kirsten Zemke, for coming in and doing Birmingham today, and thanks everybody for texting in. It's been really good to kind of hear about that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.